tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd fa'audu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulallah, as-salatu wassalamu alayki ya Habiballah, as-salatu wassalamu alayki ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And today, inshallah, azawajal, as every time we bring you a new topic of discussion, and inshallah, today's topic of discussion is the beauty of Islamic poetry, subhanallah. And alhamdulillah, we will explore this side of our Islamic subhanallah beauty in terms of poetry. And it could be a poetry in the praise of Allah Azza wa Jal, which we call hamd. It could be a poetry in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we call naat. It could be a poetry in praise of the pious predecessors, Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Ikram, in which case it could be called, let's say, manqabat. And there are du'as sometimes made in the form of poetry, and that we call munajat, subhanallah. So these are different kinds of Islamic poetries, and mashallah, we'll explore more about this topic as we go further into our today's program. Alhamdulillah, we have again our guest of honor, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizahullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Sayyidi?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. How are you keeping, Maulana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah,
mashallah.
Alhamdulillah that you have joined us, and it's going to be a beautiful episode.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Let's to beautify our discussion. First, recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, azawajal, this Salat also will recite in the language of poetry. Before that, a beautiful hadith in terms of the virtues of Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me.
مولايا صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم
الحمد لله since our very start الحمد لله with a beautiful piece of poetry by Imam Sharafuddin al-Busiri rahimahullah ta'ala, who has penned down this famous qasida, Burda Sharif, Allahu Akbar. And due to the barakah of authoring this beautiful qasida, he was given shifa and cure from the august court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidi, inshallah, azza wa jal, let's hear a few ash'ar in the praise of Habib al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from our esteemed guest, inshallah, azza wa jal.
I'm hopeful, Muhammad, that you, inshallah, would join me in this rendition as well.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin sabse aula wa la hamara nabi sabse aula wa la hamara nabi sabse bala wa la hamara nabi apne maula ka pyara hamara nabi apne maula ka pyara hamara nabi dono alam ka dulha hamara nabi allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد خلق سيوليا أولياء سير سل الرسول سيا لها مارا نبي خلق سيوليا أولياء سير سل الرسول سيا لها مارا نبي اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد يا خبر كتنة تا رکھی لے چھپ گئے پر نہ ڈوں پہ نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی کون دیتا ہے دین کو وہ چاہیے کون دیتا ہے دین کو وہ چاہیے دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی اللہ ہم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كون دیتا ہے دے نیک مو چاہیے کون دیتا ہے دینے کو مو چاہیے کون دیتا ہے دینے کو مو چاہیے کون دیتا ہے دینے کو مو چاہیے دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی اللہ ہم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد غمز دو کو رضا مجد دیجئے کہ غمز دو کو رضا مجد دیجئے کہ غمز دو کو رضا مجد دیجئے کہ بے قصو کا سہارا ہمارا نبی اللہ ہم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد
صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم Subhanallah, so wonderfully recited Sayyidi Alhamdulillah, and that too it is Subhanallah, the great kalam and beautiful kalam of Imam of Ahlus Sunnah Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma.
Subhanallah,
and Subhanallah, each and every share it represents in the spirit of the Holy Quran, the spirit of the Ahadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and sometimes each and every share can bring about so many beautiful meanings of the Quranic verses and the ahadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Truly fantastic, alhamdulillah. And now we are discussing the beauty of Islamic poetry, subhanallah. Now when it comes to Islamic poetry, Sayyidi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never rejected it.
Subhanallah.
And he actually liked when Sayyidina Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and many other Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they recited poetry in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to defend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were other poets as well, such as Sayyidina Ka'b bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was slain and martyred in the expedition of Muta, Sayyidina Ka'b bin Zuhair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Kulayb bin Asad al-Hadrami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And subhanallah, there were many other Naat Khans, as we can say.
Yes.
The reciters of the Naat, the praise of the Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even the children of Madina Munawwara, subhanallah, they were also Naat reciters. As when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just entered the city of Madina Munawwara, the children, especially the small girls, they started reciting, Tala al-Badru alayna min thaniyatil wada' wajab al-shukru alayna ma da'a lillahi da'a.
Subhanallah.
The full moon rose over us. From the valley of wada', being thankful to you is our duty. For you invited us towards Allah.
Allah.
Subhanallah.
How beautiful.
So magnificent this is. And mashallah, such praises are only befitting the subhanallah, the highly praised one whose name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is in the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him the praised one. And the great poet Sayyidina Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, subhanallah, it has such beautiful and profound meaning. He's talking about how fair Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was.
Allah.
And the seal of prophethood was on him, subhanallah, who was bearing testimony from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and would shine.
Subhanallah.
And then he says, Allah azza wa jal joined his name with the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, as a proof, إِذَا قَالَ فِي الْخَمْسِ الْمُؤَذِّنُ أَشْهَدُ. That whenever you hear the adhan, after أَشْهَدُ وَاللَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is always joined with the name of Allah.
Subhanallah.
أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Subhanallah. Then he says, وَشَقَّ لَهُ مِنْ إِسْمِهِ لِيَجُلَّهُ فَذُو الْعَرْشِ مَحْمُودٌ وَهَذَا مُحَمَّدٌ.
Allah.
That Allah Azza wa Jal, he actually derived the name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his name. Because the name of Allah Azza wa Jal is Mahmud, who is the owner of the Arsh, subhanallah. And he is Muhammad. Wahada Muhammad, subhanallah. Subhanallah. So both comes from the same root word, mashallah. And here Sayyidina Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala who brings about the beauty and the subhanallah. Brings from the same family of words both the names of Allah Azza wa Jal and the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, Nabiyun atana ba'da yasin wa fatratin. And then he says, Mina rusuli wal awthani fil ardi tu'badu. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came after a period of ignorance. When there was no prophet came for 570 years plus minus, there was no prophet after Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam who was raised into the heavens. No prophet came between in that time and the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that age, that period of time is known as the time of Jahiliyyah, the time of ignorance, the time of the age of darkness. Because why? No guide came to guide the humanity.
Right.
And fatra, the Arabic term that is used there. And then he says, "Wal awthanu fil ardi tu'badu." And he came in a time when the idols were being worshipped on the earth. Allahu Akbar. And then he radiallahu ta'ala anhu brings about the beautiful quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be sirajan munira, as Allah azza wa jal has described Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a luminous sun.
Allahu
Akbar. That sun that guides. During the day, we hardly see people falling down, getting hurt, getting lost. Why? Because they can see where they're going. They can see what they are doing. Allahu Akbar. So light guides. And he came with that light, subhanallah. That guides. And he would shine just as the Indian sword. He gave an example and simile that, you know, when the sword is nicely sharpened and it's free of rust, how it shines. in the light of the sun. Subhanallah. So he says that's how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would shine. Subhanallah. And then he said that wa anzarana naran wa bashara jannatan. That he warned us against the fire of hell. Wa bashara jannatan. And he gave us the glad tiding of paradise. Subhanallah. وَعَلَّمَنَا الْإِسْلَامِ فَاللَّهَ نَحْمَدُ. And he taught us the Islamic values, the deen of Islam. So for that, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. And subhanallah, these are some of the beautiful words of poetry from Sayyidina Hassan ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And there is much more. Subhanallah, if Masab could also mention some of the beautiful poetry in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, Masab. You know, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would praise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that's where they found satisfaction. And specifically, Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, they wrote these poetries so beautifully in defense of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he mentions it in such a beautiful way. He says, Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, wa ahsanu minka lam taraqattu ayni wa ajmalu minka lam talidin nisa khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aybin ka annaka qad khuliqta kama tasha. He says, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي. No eye has ever seen anyone more beautiful than you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. And no woman has ever given birth to anyone more beautiful as you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You are created free from all sorts of faults, free from all sorts of defects, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It is as if you were created just as how you wished. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
So this shows, you know, how perfect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And you know, one of the beauty of this is that when we listen to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we listen to the na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this doing to us? You know, this is in fact increasing our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and rejuvenating our heart, rejuvenating our soul in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is actually very, very important, especially in this time that we are in, you know, with the fitna of music and with lyrics that are not even Islamic. Some lyrics are even kufr, and some may even listen to it without even knowing, you know, just listening to it. In this time, you know, we have to listen to the na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to increase our love for him. And in one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wan nasi ajma'in. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. That the summary of this narration is that none of you can be a true believer unless I am more beloved to him than his father, than his children, and all of humanity. This is how our love must be for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the ways to attain that level of love is to read the na'at, to listen to the na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see the companions, they express their love, they express their poetry, because, you know, at the end of the day, this increased their faith, it increased their iman, and it increased their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the means of reciting poetry in his praises. And subhanallah, and why not? Because he deserves to be praised.
Yes.
He is the highly praised one. Subhanallah, his name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, it reminds me of the great poets who praised the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their own unique ways. Some praised Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Arabic. Right. Some praised him in Farsi, some praised him in Urdu, some praised him in Hindi language, some praised him in English language.
Yes.
Subhanallah. So it doesn't matter which language you speak. Shair says, you know, wo hi bharte hain jholiyan sabki, wo samajhte hain boliyan sabki.
Subhanallah.
He sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he fills everyone's bag of a begging bowl. Allahu Akbar. Because he understands everyone's language, no matter which language, he understands those, even those who don't have a tongue.
Allah.
Subhanallah. You need to have a loving heart.
Yes.
And here, about the bestowal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidi Al-Hazrat says, Rab hai moti, ye hai qasim, rizq uska hai, khilate ye hai. Meaning, it is a summary of the beautiful hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِنَّمَا أَنَا قَاسِمٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُؤْتِي, that indeed I am the distributor and Allah is the provider.
Subhanallah.
So how beautifully he said it in the language of poetry, easy to understand. And he is not saying anything that subhanallah, that comes from his own, but he is saying something that is coming, that is translating the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the common people to understand. At the same time, it forms a poetry. Similarly, subhanallah, when it comes to praising Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Shaykh Sadi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, Ya sahib al-jamali wa ya sayyid al-bashar, min wajhika al-munir laqad nuwir al-qamar.
Allah, Allah.
La yumkinu sanau kama kana haqquhu ba'daz khuda buzurg tu'i qissa mukhtasar. Now here, subhanallah, it's a unique thing. Way he comprised in this four lines, and the first three lines are Arabic, the last line is Persian.
Right.
He says, Ya sahib al-jamali wa ya sayyid al-bashar, O possessor of beauty, O leader of mankind, by your illuminated countenance, the moon has found light. Min wajhikal munir laqad nuwira al-qamar, la yumkinu sanau kama kana haqquhum. That it is impossible for us to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as he deserves. Ba'daz khuda buzurg tu'i qissa mukhtasar. In short, all we can say that after Allah, you are the greatest, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And subhanallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the same pattern, he has written a beautiful piece of poetry, and that is comprised of four languages. Each shair, each right. verse is in four languages. The four lines. The Jeez. First line would be Lam yati naziruka fi nazarin. That is Arabic.
Right.
Misle tunas shud paida jana. That is Persian. Jagraj kotaj tore sar. So that is Hindi. And hai tuj ko shahe dosara jana. That is Urdu.
Subhanallah.
And he would praise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this unique way. Lam yati naziruka fi nazarin. Ya Rasulullah, we haven't seen anyone like you. Our eyes haven't seen anyone like you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Similar thing as Sayyidina Hasan ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala who said, right? Wa ahsanu minka lam taraqattu aini. Different wording, same sentiment. Subhanallah. And then he says, لَمْ يَاتِ نَظِيرُكَ فِي نَظَرٍ مِثْلِ تُنَشُدْ پَيْدَا جَانَا. Like you, nobody was ever born.
Allah.
Similar thing as Sayyidina Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu says. Then he says, جَغْرَاجْ كُو تَاجْ تُرَي سَرْسُ. That the greatest crown, it befits your head, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of being the leader of the entire universe. And then he says, Hey tujhko shahedo sarajana. Because you are master of both the worlds.
Subhanallah.
So yes, these are some of the poetries in praise of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam by our pious predecessors. And this is where we learn. And Islamic poetry, subhanallah, it extends way beyond the praises. And sometimes the Islamic values we are taught in the form of poetry, such as if you read Gulistan-e-Saadi or the Maslami of Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and admonitions of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, right? He says, Sharme Nabi Khawfi Khuda Ye Bhi Nahi Wo Bhi Nahi. He is admonishing us that we sleep all night, you know, right till the morning. And when it's daytime, we waste our day in play and amusement. Neither do we have the shame in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor do we have the fear of Allah. So this goes in terms of admonition, nasiha, Islamic values. This is also sometimes portrayed in the language of poetry. Alhamdulillah. So we are not really saying that poetry is so much important and so on. No, this is not the case. But look at the beauty Islam has brought to this field. Poetry was done even prior to the advent of Islam.
Right.
But that was indecent poetry. Islam came and gave it a color of devotion.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So the poetry that used to be sung in a very immoral and indecent way, as Mawasab has mentioned, sometimes the sentiments of disbelief were uttered in the language of poetry. But now Islam came and polished this field of poetry and made it pure. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
When the Naat started to be recited in the form of poetry, when the Hamd started to be recited in the form of poetry, when Du'as were recited in the form of poetry, Subhanallah. And yes, as Shaykh Saadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he has a beautiful Du'a which we often make, Khudaya bahaqe bani Fatima, kibar qawli ima, kunam khatima, agar da'watam, rad kuni wal qabool, Manu Rasudaman Ali Rasul Amin Bijahin Nabi Amin. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma himself, he has written, mashallah, beautiful munajat and dua in the form of poetry, which we'll explore, inshallah, azawajal, once we go and listen to this kalam. We have a beautiful kalam for you as well.
Mashallah.
From the Muballigh of Dawat Islami. And there is Naat production, subhanallah,
yes.
That is yet another production house. For the Naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, allocated especially for the Naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let's go and listen to a beautiful munajat from our Naat production department, and inshallah we'll be back shortly after we listen to the kalam. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu alaihi
Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Mujhe baksh de be sabab ya ilahi. مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی نہ کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی گناہوں نے غائے کہیں کا نہ چھوڑا گناہوں نے غائے کہیں کا نہ چھوڑا میں کب تک پھروں خار اب یا الہی میں کب تک پھروں خار اب یا الہی نہ کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی بڑا حج پہ آنے کو جی چاہتا ہے بڑا حج پہ آنے کو جی چاہتا ہے بلاوا اب آئے گا کب یا الہی بلاوا اب آئے گا کب یا الہی نہ نہ کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی. میں مکے میں آؤں مدینے میں آؤں بنا کوئی ایسا سبب یا الہی. میں دیکھوں مدینے کا گلشن دکھا دے تو دشت و جبال عرب یا الہی. کرم ایسا کر دے مدینے میں آ کر کرم ایسا کر دے مدینے میں آ کر گزاروں میں پھر روز و شب یا الہی گزاروں میں پھر روز و شب یا الہی نہ کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی. جو مانگا وہ دے مجھ کو وہ بھی عطا کر نہیں کر سکا جو طلب یا الہی. سبھی ایک ہو جائیں ایمان والے پے شاہ عالی نسب یا الہی. خدایا برے خاتی میں سے بچا لے خدایا برے خاتی میں سے بچا لے گناہگار غیجاں بلب یا الہی. گناہگار غیجاں بلب یا الہی مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی. نظر میں محمد کے جلوے بسے ہوں چلوں اس جہاں سے میں جب یا الہی. بسے مرگ ہو روز روشن کی مانند میری قبر کی تیرا شب یا الہی. گناہوں سے عطار کو دے معافی گناہوں سے عطار کو دے معافی. کرم ہو نہ کرنا غضب یا الہی کرم ہو نہ کرنا غضب یا الہی. مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی نہ نہ کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. سبحان اللہ, مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی. بیوٹیفل مناجات فرام دی مبلغ آف دعوت اسلامی, الحمدللہ. اینڈ وی میک دعا, وی میک اٹ اے مینس ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ عز و جل ٹو فورگیو اس وداؤٹ اکاؤنٹبلٹی. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین. Sayyidi, as we were discussing the munajat and the dua we make in the form of poetry, and this was a munajat in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us.
Ameen.
Mujhe bakhsh de be sabab ya ilahi. There doesn't have to be a reason. Oh Allah, forgive us for no reason. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. And His mercy knows no bounds. And we need to invoke the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal through the medium of this sort of poetry.
Yes.
Through humility, through showing our gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat also has written beautiful pieces of poetry of munajat. Begging in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He says,
یا الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو, یا الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو, یا الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو. جب پڑے مشکل شہ مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو. ربنا یا ربنا, 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 ربنا یا ربنا. یا الہی جب زبانیں باہر آئے پیاس سے, یا الہی جب زبانیں باہر آئے پیاس سے, یا الہی جب زبانیں باہر آئے پیاس سے. صاحب کوثر شہ جود و عطا کا ساتھ ہو. ربنا یا ربنا, ربنا یا ربنا, ربنا یا ربنا, ربنا یا ربنا. یا الہی جو دعائیں نیک ہم تجھ سے کریں, یا الہی جو دعائیں نیک ہم تجھ سے کرے, یا الہی جو دعائیں نیک ہم تجھ سے کرے. قدسیوں کے لب سے آمین ربنا کا ساتھ ہو. ربنا یا ربنا, ربنا یا ربنا, ربنا یا ربنا, ربنا یا ربنا. یا الہی جب رضا خواب گرا سے سر اٹھائے, یا الہی جب رضا خواب گرا سے سر اٹھائے, یا الہی جب رضا خواب گرا سے سر اٹھائے. دولت بیدار عشق مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو. ربنا یا ربنا,
ربنا يا ربنا. آمين بجاه النبي الأمين. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان الله, such beautiful words of devotion, Sayyidi, Subhanallah. And that too presented in a beautiful form of poetry. Subhanallah. What would you say to this beautiful style of delivery
Allah
of words conveying and beautifying our words when we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah, this is, you know, actually one of showing our humility in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also what's important is to present Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our wasila in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Munasab, a poet has very beautifully said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a human being, but he is no ordinary human being. Rather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a gem, and the rest of mankind, the rest of the other people, they are like ordinary stones.
Subhanallah.
Because, Munasab, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where can one find someone like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not even possess a shadow? So how can one find someone like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Subhanallah, subhanallah. There can be none like the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, la nabiyya ba'di. There'll be no prophet after me, subhanallah. And this is our aqeedah, this is our Islamic faith.
Yes.
That there will be none, no prophet after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even in his image, in the how beautiful Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how handsome he is, nobody can even match the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The women of Egypt, they cut their fingers, they slit their fingers with a knife. When they were blaming Sayyida Zulaykha that you have fallen for a man, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, referring to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, she told them, wait, you haven't seen him, that's why you're talking like this. So she invited all the women, and they all came, and then she presented Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam in front of them. They were cutting veggies or fruits with a knife.
Right.
And when they saw Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, instead of cutting whatever was in their hand, they started to cut their hands without even knowing. They were so mesmerized and captivated by the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. So that was the matchless beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah just says, Husn tera sa na dekha na suna, kehte hain agle zamane wale.
Allah, Allah.
Allah, meaning like the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, neither anyone has heard nor one has seen. And this is how we have been told by the pious predecessors, by the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those eyes that had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi
wasallam.
And mashallah, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala, she used to say about the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that lana shamsun wa lil afaqi shamsun. And she used to say that we have a sun, and so does the heaven. The sky has a sun. And she used to say that the sun of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha is way brighter and way greater than the sun of the sky. And then she used to say that the sun, it comes out during the day. It rises during the day. Sun rises in the morning. So she says that sun rises during the day, but my sun was shamsi tali'un ba'da al-isha'i.
Allah.
That my sun, he rises after Isha. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That was the beauty of the nur of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explained by Ummul Mu'minin Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And a sahabi, he says, it was a full moon night, and I was looking at the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes I would look at the moon, and then I would look at the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then I would look at the moon, then I would look at his face. And I was trying to determine as to which is more beautiful, the moon or the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I reached the conclusion that the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was even more beautiful than the full moon.
Subhanallah.
The full moon was, we all know it was a toy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he narrates that how he would see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam playing with the moon, and whichever direction he would turn his finger, the moon would move in that direction, and is to be like a toy for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, capturing that scenario, he says, "Chand jhuk jata jidhar ungli uthate mehd mein, kya hi chalta tha isharon par khilona noor ka."
Subhanallah.
That was the beautiful youth and the childhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, speaking of the salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the world famous salam, subhanallah. This salam we have heard, we have listened to in all, I mean, whichever country I have gone to, I have listened to this salam of Ala Hazrat. Whether the locality speaks the Zulu language, whether the locality speaks Swahili, whether it is a country where Malawian language, Chichewa, is spoken, whether it is a country where a locality such as Cape Town, where Afrikaans is spoken, Johannesburg, where Xhosa language is spoken, you know, in India, where the language is Hindi, in Arab, where the language is Arabic, this salam is recited all over the world. Subhanallah. Even some brothers, my friend, he went, I think some Asian countries like China, he went there and he came and told me, even they, Mustafa Jani Rahmat, Bilakhu Salam is recited. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, this is the language of love. It's not about a language, Urdu, Arabic, Hindi, Farsi, whatever it may be.
And this also shows, you know, how accepted it is in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa Jani Rahmat, Bilakhu Salam. Sham-e-Bazm-e Hidayat, Bilakhu Salam. Subhanallah, this is the salam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. And then he says, "Jis taraf uth gayi dam ne dam aa gaya." On the day of judgment, he is capturing the scenario. How, what would the situation be on the day of judgment, where everyone would be looking for the merciful gaze of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And then he says, and he captures that scenario, "Jis taraf uth gayi dam ne dam aa gaya."
Allah,
that
Allah.
Upon whomever on the day of judgment, that merciful gaze of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fall, that person will have hope. Yes, there is hope for me. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Us nigah-e-inayat pilakhu salam. Millions of salam upon that merciful gaze of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says at the end, and this beautiful poetry, in the first, let's say, 30 to 40, 50 verses,
right,
they are about uniqueness, the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his distinguished qualities, his attributes, and then he moves on to praising each and every body limb of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the way from starting from the mubarak hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right till the mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, praising his eyes, his ears, his nose, his cheeks, his mubarak face. Subhanallah, his mubarak neck, his shoulders, his arms, his chest, his stomach, and his feet. Subhanallah, all the way.
Allahu Akbar.
Really immersed in love. There are about over 170 verses. And then he later on, after that, he moves on to praise Subhanallah, the Ahl Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ashar-e Mubashshara, Khulafa-e Rashideen. And then he goes on to praising the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, and then the Aimma of Islam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Malik, and Subhanallah, the Awliya Ikram, and then Ghawse Pak, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and right till, and then he makes dua for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he says, "Ek mera hi rahmat mein dawa nahi, shah ki sari ummat pilakhu salam." Then he makes dua for his own family, for his own parents, for his own asatiza. And he says, "Mere ustad, maa baap, bhai, bahen," his brothers and sisters as well. Ahle Wuldu Ashirat Tilakhu Salam. And at the end, he says, Kash Mahshar mein jab unki aamad ho aur. That, Ya Allah, on the day of judgment, make it such that we will be standing respectfully, awaiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as he arrives, Kash Mahshar mein jab unki aamad ho aur. Bhejne sab unki shaukat pe lakho salam. And everybody would be reciting salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his greatness. Mujh se khidmat ke qudsi kahein ha raza. Then the angels who are serving, they must ask me, O Raza, you must also say, Mustafa jani rahmat pe lakho salam. Shami bazme hidayat pe lakho salam. Subhanallah. Such a beautiful kalam and such a beautiful piece of poetry in the praise of Habib al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi, we have like about 2 to 3 minutes, inshallah, azza wa jal, if you could add in and mention some departing words.
Subhanallah. So you've mentioned so many beautiful poetry in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, if we really have to look at it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one narration, it's mentioned that had it not been for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Jannah would have not been created, Jahannam would have not been created, the sun wouldn't have been created, the moon wouldn't have been created, this earth wouldn't have been created. Everything has been here. We are here today because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, when we look at the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that even the pebbles, they would say, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. The trees, they would cover Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would actually uproot themselves in order to cover Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would walk, then the clouds would be above him and they would be shading him. And subhanallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he says in his very beautiful kalam, Zameen o zama tumhare liye, makin o makan tumhare liye, hum aaye yahan tumhare liye, aur uthe bhi wahan tumhare liye. So we see that subhanallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he even is telling us that everything, even our own existence, it is only because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, Jazakallah Sayyidi for partaking in today's program. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, in the coming days as well, we'll explore many different topics. So stay tuned for that and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace.